জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর, জয় শ্রীরাদ। তা ভগবান তিনি কত রস,
লর্ড ইজ সো রাসিক, ফিল্ড উইথ রাস, ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল লাভিং নেক্টার। Shrimati Radharani has prepared ladus for him. How tasty can be such a ladu? All the items that the gopis, mothers of Raja, has made, everything was kept by Krishna's side. And all the items that Srimati Radharani has made that are more tasty than divine nectar, all these items were kept on Krishna's left side. Shri Govinda has understood, this ladu was made by my Priya, by Srimati Radharani. And what did he do? He took a little bit in between his thumb and pointing finger, and putting that little bit in his mouth, he has twisted his mouth, made such a face expression as if he's eating something completely disgusting, untasty. Srimati Yashoda Maya became a little bit angry upon Srimati Radhika. What did Shri Radha made for my Lala, for my dear son, so that his face changed in disgust? Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba, he thought, no, it's not possible that Shri Radhika has made such a preparation, such an untasty preparation. It must be that my Kanai is doing something naughty. Baladev has understood that purposefully Kanai has changed his face, made disgusting face. How tasty must be the sweet called Rajbhog? And in the opposite way, how untasty or bitter are the neem leaves? So the expressions of the faces are different. Srimati Radharani became sad. The lover of my life is making such a faced expression. What does it mean? And the gopis, Rasi gopis, they have understood that Shri Krishna was only acting like that, as if eating something untasteful. But still, Srimati Radharani, her face has changed as well. Her face became sad. She was standing on the side feeling sad. In actuality, that ladu made by Srimati Radharani was so tasty. But Shri Krishna wished to keep it for his dear friend Swarup. Throughout the narration of Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we know Gop Kumar upon his name as Gop Kumar. Swarup is the name that Lord Shri Krishna gave to him. So Kanai Shri Krishna, he has kept ladu for his dear friend Swarup. Swarup was sitting close by, everyone had their own specific praises. During the meal, so how merciful Lord Shri Krishna is, that such a tasty preparations that he has got, he kept for his dear friends. This is why he is called Lord Bhakta Vatsal, the one who is very affectionate and loving towards his dear devotees, his bhaktas. So when Shri Krishna has completed his meal, he went outside, because if Srimati Radharani would keep being sad, she would continue keeping crying profusely as well. This is why Shri Krishna, immediately after completing his meal, he went out and he said, "Hey Radhe, the taste of your ladu is incomparable." He told that to Srimati Radharani also, because if on the other side Srimati Radharani would get in the leftist mood, Bam above, becoming angry with him, then he would have difficult times pleading at her lotus feet to forgive him. So Shri Krishna has explained to Srimati Radharani that her ladu was actually so endlessly tasty, but because of that, he wished to keep it for his dear friend Swarup. And Srimati Radharani understood, and she has forgiven him. So Gop Kumar, narrating further to Mathura Brahman, he said, "Hey Brahman, so the crest jewel of whole playfulness, Shri Krishna, it's not easy to understand. I was not able to understand myself," Gop Kumar said. Only later on, after tasting such a tasty ladu, I could understand what the ras, what that kind of divine loving taste means. Gop Kumar Swarup has further narrated that after tasting Tambul, betel nut that Srimati Radharani has prepared for him, Shri Krishna also kept the leftovers of that ladu that he has chewed, he was chewing himself. He kept it for Swarup as well. Swarup, Gop Kumar, is not an ordinary person. He is eternal associate of Shri Krishna. His eternal friend. So Gop Kumar is so dear, Swarup is so dear to Shri Krishna that he has even given him tambul that Srimati Radharani has prepared for him. He has chewed the tambul and he kept it for Swarup as well. Srimati Radharani was in bliss, understanding all of this. So Shri Krishna, after completing the meal, he was on the way to his room to take rest. And he was followed by the gopis who were in front and the back of him. Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Baba, he was on the way to his room, to his abode, to take rest. And Balaram, seeing Shri Krishna, he has understood that he was now speaking to the gopis. So Balaram, he continued for his own room, abode, to take rest as well. So Shri Krishna, he was followed by the gopis. And they started singing and dancing. Gopis, they are such experts in singing, in playing musical instruments, in dancing. They are more qualified than Gandharvas, the heavenly singers and dancers. After long time of singing and dancing, Mother Yashoda, she was disturbed that Kanai is not going to rest, so she told, "Oh Kanai, what you are doing? What are you doing? Go to take rest immediately. It's late at night." Being chastised by Mother Yashoda, Shri Krishna went to his room, to his sleeping room, to take rest. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is describing how beautifully decorated was Shri Krishna's bed, his sleeping room. It was so nicely arranged by Srimati Yashoda Maya. There was so much of description, but the essence is that Mother Yashomati, for Kanai, she has decorated the room, she has prepared it in such a way that it's not possible to describe in words. It was so endlessly beautiful. The bed sheets at the bed were so white as the milk foam. It was all indescribably beautiful. When everyone went to take rest, the gopis, Srimati Radharani, they went to Krishna again. Srimati Radharani has put a tambul betel nut in Shri Krishna's mouth that he can chew it. Chandravali was there as well. In pastimes, in Leela, we can see that Srimati Radharani and Sri Chandravali are on the opposite sides. They are opposing parties. But in service, there is no any opposing nature. All of them are serving Shri Krishna. And actually, Sri Chandravali and all the other gopis, they are manifestations of Srimati Radharani. Although they seem to be opposing, but actually there is harmony in service of Shri Krishna. All these opposing sides are important. Without knowing winter season, how can we understand the warmth of summer season? So all these seemingly opposing parties, opposing sides, and quarreling externally, they're all there actually to express that other opposing element. When something is sweet, we cannot understand the sweetness without something bitter being present. And also, without something sweet, we cannot understand clearly what the bitter taste means. So all these opposing effects are required for complete taste. So in this way, Chandravali along with Lalita Sakhi, they were massaging, pressing Krishna's lotus feet. Other gopis were fanning Shri Krishna. And Shri Krishna was speaking loving talks with Srimati Radharani. He was relishing loving talks with Srimati Radharani. And like that, it was very late at night. And at that time, Shri Krishna was giving the ingit, just indication by eyes, to each of the gopis to leave. and ultimately to Srimati Radharani as well. This is Sringa Ras, another name for Madhuras, and other bhaktas, devotees in other moods, other bhavas, cannot understand it. Sri Goswami Pad is explaining that Sri Radha Krishna's Leela is so secret that devotees of other rasas, other bhavas, other moods, they are not having entrance to Nikunja Leela. Those who are worshipping the Lord in a mood of a servant or a friend or in relationship as a parent, they can't gain presence in Nikunja Leela. Only Sakis are allowed, and Sakis are engaged in the service in Nikunja Leela. Only they, only Sakis can enter in Nikunja. Manjaris don't have qualification to enter neither, but they are entering under blessings of Guru Sakis who are giving them service. And because of the service, for the service, Manjaris are entering and serving in Nikunja. So these verses of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita are explaining that Sri Radha Krishna's Leela cannot happen without Sakis, that Sakis are making arrangement for this Nikunja, Madhura's Leela of Sri Radha Krishna. Along with Sakis, only Priya Narma Sakas, whose friendship, Sakya mood, Sakya bhav, is mixed with Madhur, this loving transcendental mood, with Sringa Ras. So Gop Kumar is in this mood of Priya Narma Sakas. So no one else than those devotees related to Madhur bhav, Madhuras, Shingaras, only they can enter Nikunja Leela. His Bhakti Sandarbhas, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad is explaining that this secret Nikunja Leela, Ras, mood of Sri Radha Krishna Leela, is not available for devotees in other rasas, in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya bhav, because their bhavas, their loving moods, are opposing, are not in harmony to Madhur Sringa Ras, this topmost transcendental loving mood between Sri Krishna and the gopis. So only those Priya Narma Sakas, according to their qualification to relish, they are gaining that qualification as well. So late at night, Swarup Gop Kumar, he went with Shridam to their house. Even it was late at night, Swarup continued Krishna Katha along with Shridam. Gop Kumar's mind was immersed in separation from Krishna during night while being in Shridam's house. And he was feeling so much distress, difficulty in separation from Sri Krishna, waiting for the morning. For the morning when he took bath in order to again be able to go to Nandalaya. So throughout the night, Swarup Gop Kumar was immersed in thoughts of Sri Krishna, in feelings of separation from him. So the mood, this loving feeling, these different loving moods, bhavas, they are so essential. Someone may do a certain service, but just as some kind of work. But without the proper mood, all these services, if being done just at some automatic work, they are useless. Only through bhav, through mood, through loving mood, through certain particular loving mood, through relationship being developed with Sri Krishna, one can gain Lord Sri Krishna. In this way, very easily one can gain the Lord. So in this way, Gop Kumar, completing his morning duties, bathing, etc., he has reached Nandalaya. And Mother Yashoda, she was waking up Sri Krishna Kanai, saying, "Hey Kanai, morning has come. Look, look. Morning, daylight has come." Nanda Baba was up, and Kanai, along with Balaram, they took bath. Yashoda Mata, Rohini Mata, they made arrangements for Sri Krishna and Balaram to take bath, and they were continuing cooking. Morning cooking was going on, and soon Sri Krishna will take a seat to take his morning meal, his breakfast. So all the items, all the wonderful items were prepared by two mothers, gopis. They were also immersed in thoughts of Sri Krishna, and they were restless as well. So the gopis, who were also present, who also arrived in presence of the elders, they were also thinking, how shall the whole day pass? Sri Krishna will go to herd cows soon. And how shall all the day pass? How shall we cut? How shall we make the day shorter, pass quickly, until Sri Krishna returns from herding the cows? All the elderly gopis were thinking like that. All of them, elderly gopis, along with Mother Yashoda, with Nanda Baba and other Vrajavasis, they couldn't wait for Sri Krishna to come back in the evening after herding the cows. They were all impatient for Sri Krishna's soon return. So when Sri Krishna was on the way to herd the cows, all of the Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis, and all the other Vrajavasis, they were all thinking, how shall we pass the day until Sri Krishna comes back? Mother Yohini, Mother Yashoda, they've prepared all the items also for Sri Krishna to take, all the snacks that Sri Krishna will take while herding the cows, and they gave it to Sridham. Also, Mother Yashoda held all the procedure every morning to protect Sri Krishna for all inauspiciousness. She has all auspicious procedures so that Sri Krishna would be protected from all inauspiciousness, from gorsi personalities. One of them was the nail of a tiger. How is that? It is because tiger is such a fearless animal. So his nail, Mother Yashoda gave to Sri Krishna. Also, the varieties of favorable, of auspicious herbs, including mantras as well. So all of this Mother Yashoda applied upon Sri Krishna's transcendental body. Also, Mother Yashoda arranged throughout the 12 months, means around the year, that elderly Brahmana ladies would daily, every morning, bless Sri Krishna. So that when they bless Sri Krishna, as elderly, senior Brahman ladies, Sri Krishna, by their blessings, would be protected constantly. So all these elderly gopis, they have come and they blessed Krishna. They were blessing Krishna every morning. Another thing that Mother Yashoda did, according to Jyotish, astrology, scriptures, what is said in Jyotish Shastra, it is said that for the male, when on the way to do some activity, it is very auspicious to first give the air out through the right nostril. So that is for the male person, to leave the air, to pass the air through nose, through right nostril. And for the ladies, the opposite is true, to leave the air, pass the air through the left nostril. Doing that before performing some activity, that activity will be perfect. So that is the rule described in Vedas. Right nostril for male and left nostril for female. So Mother Yashoda, following all of this, she would do that, perform that for Sri Krishna, so that no inauspiciousness would touch him. When Sri Krishna would go out for herding of the cows, Mother Yashoda would do so. Also, their colors for each of the day. For each of the days, the colors are given. Red for Sunday and further on. White and blue and green and yellow. Black for Sunday again. White for Purnima or the full moon days, and black again for the days when there is no moon. For example, Thursday is the day of a guru. Brihaspati is a guru of all the devas. So the color is given yellow because that color is the color for protection for that day. If someone doesn't have the planet of Brihaspati, of the guru of the devas, if that planet is not strong in someone's chart. On that day, by worship of Brihaspati, by wearing yellow color, then the strength of the Brihaspati planet would be strengthened. Also, for that day, Pukaraj jewel is being recommended. So Mother Yashoda was following all of these rules of auspicious colors, of auspicious jewels on particular days. Lord Shri Krishna, although he is the Supreme Lord, still his devotee is Mother Yashoda. She is considering him to be her child only. So she was doing all these auspicious rites to protect her dearest son Shri Krishna. And when Krishna was out for herding of the cows, as explained regarding the air to be passed, she would tell to Shri Krishna, how are you passing your air now? Through which nostril? And Shri Krishna would say, it doesn't matter at all. But Mother Yashoda, she would make Shri Krishna pass the air through right nostril to make it auspicious for him. So Shri Krishna was decorating so beautiful on the way with his cowherd boys. Shri Krishna and Balaram among all the cowherd boys, they were all playing horns, and it was such a divine unison sound. So in a bliss, Shri Krishna, being followed by Sakas, his friends, and Balaram, they were in joy, in bliss, continuing for herding of the cows in a very playful mood. So although it was the same every morning, but that separation that Mother Yashomati, all the gopis, Nanda Baba, and all the Vrajavasis were feeling, every day it was the same. They were following Krishna as well. And they were sending Balaram to walk behind Shri Krishna. They were telling, look, Balaram, you walk behind Shri Krishna to watch him, to protect him, that no Bhutas, Pisachas, no ghostly creatures would harm him. Take care of him. That no Asuras, no demons would come close, would be able to attack or harm Shri Krishna. Kanai. In this way, they were instructing Balaram. They were instructing Shridam as well. They were instructing the elderly cowherd boys, those cowherd boys that were a little elder than Shri Krishna. Everyone was instructing them to walk behind Shri Krishna, to walk also by Shri Krishna's side. They were instructing Shridam to be behind or on the right side of Shri Krishna. So very humbly, the cowherd boys, they were telling that of course they will walk in such a way, on all sides, left and right, front and back side of Shri Krishna, and protect him constantly. Seeing that Mother Yashoda was following him, Shri Krishna told, "Oh Mother, don't worry, just go. Go back home, don't worry. I'll be well." Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is explaining in this regard that Mother Yashoda, as a cow that has just got a newborn calf, how protective the cow is of a newly born calf. In a similar way, Mother Yashoda was protecting Kanai. Shri Krishna was telling to Mother Yashoda, "Oh Mother, oh Ma, just go, go back home, don't worry." Gop Kumar Swarup was seeing all of this. Shri Krishna has come, Kanai has come, and he has touched his mother's feet. In respect, he offered respect, obeisances to Mother Yashoda, and he has told, "Oh Mother, don't worry. You constantly chant the name, call the name of Lord Narayan. Narayan, Narayan, keep calling his name and don't worry. He will bestow his protection. Don't worry. You go back home. Go, go back home. I will come back in the evening." So Mother Yashoda, he went back, but then again, as Krishna was on the way, she kept following him again. She was following him until he was far, far away, that she couldn't see him. She couldn't see the cows, nor the dust being risen by the walking of the cows. In such a way, Mother Yashoda was following Shri Krishna at the back, as a cow being protective of her young, newly born calf. So this is the mood of such a eagerness, love and affection that we should have as well. Otherwise, what do we have? We only have enviousness. We only have cheating moods. These loving moods we should develop. Eagerness for the Lord in order to develop relationship with Him and be able to gain Him, to reach Him. So Mother Yashoda, she was crying, "When shall my Kanai come back? All the day needs to pass until evening comes and he returns again." Shri Radharani and the younger gopis, they were all following Shri Krishna as well. And they were shy because of all the social rules, being in presence of all the elders. So they were walking, following Shri Krishna, being shy in the presence of all the elders. Nanda Baba was there following Shri Krishna at the back as well. So Shri Krishna, he was giving the signs, showing by his arm, her lotus arms and hands, signs He was giving them all signs to leave, to go back home. And he was showing to gopis as well, to leave, to go back. Nanda Maharaj, along with his brothers Upananda and others, they were walking still as well. So Kanai, finally, he was giving signs to them as well. Baba, don't worry, you all go back home as well. So Shri Krishna's paternal uncles, Upananda, Sunanda, with great difficulties, they were leaving along with Nanda Baba back to their homes as well. And they were standing, turning back again, until they couldn't see even the dust made by the hooves of the cows. When they couldn't see them in the distance, Kanai, the cows, and even the dust that the cows have made, but they couldn't see anything else anymore, then they were returning back to their homes. And as we were hearing in further descriptions previously as well, also all the animals, all the deers, female and male deers that were waiting for Sri Krishna at the outskirts of the forest. Now they were waiting for Sri Krishna then, there and welcoming them. Sri Krishna, Kanai, and Balaram, and all the cowherd boys as they were entering the forest. So in these thoughts of Sri Krishna Kanai, along being followed and protected by Balaram and other cowherd boys, so Nanda Baba and his brothers and all the Vrajavasis were pacified that Sri Krishna is now in bliss, along with cowherd boys, with Balaram herding the cows and playing with them blissfully. So they could leave back to their homes and their activities. But still, in all these activities, they were immersed in thoughts of Sri Krishna. Without remembering Sri Krishna, all these Vrajavasis, all these gopis, mothers of Raja, they wouldn't be able to remain alive. While being engaged in their activities, they were thinking and speaking about Sri Krishna and his well-being, about his pastimes, constantly. In this way, Vrajagopis, they were singing about Sri Krishna, being engaged in all the services throughout the day until the evening, until Sri Krishna came back, chanting about him, thinking about him, speaking about him. So these moods are undescribable. No one can explain, describe properly the moods of Rajagopis. All the acharyas, commentators of the scriptures, even they're trying, they're not able to describe Prem Bhakti of Vrajagopis, of all Vrajavasis. Gop Kumar has said, "Hey Brahman, how can I then describe How can I explain properly to you? It is like when someone eats. He is eating wonderful preparations, but he cannot explain in words what it is. Person that is eating is tasting, but not able to describe the taste completely in words. So Gop Kumar has said, in Brahmana, I'm not able to describe all these loving moods of Vraja. In comparison with all the other moods, it's incomparable, these moods of Raja, loving feelings of Raja, they are incomparable with Mukti, salvation, and all the further moods of Vaikuntha, of Dwaraka, of Ayodhya. There is so much love there, but all these abodes are incomparable with Raja and Prem Bhakti of Vrajadham. Only those who are tasting it, possessing it, Krishna Prem, only they can relish it and understand it, taste it. That happiness and bliss of Golokdham, that Prem, purest love towards Sri Krishna, is unique. It is incomparable with any other loving mood in any other abode. Even Ananta Dev, with his thousands of heads, he even is not able to describe the way how the Vrajavasis love Sri Krishna. Even Ananta Dev, with his thousand endless hoods, endless mouths, is not able to describe the glories of Golokdham and Vraja Prem. Incomplete. Gop Kumar, he is worshipping Sri Krishna in Sakya mood, Sakya Bhav. And he himself, he is saying that Prem of the Gopis, Gopi Prem, is the topmost among the Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalya. Madhur Bhav is the topmost. So according to particular mood, all the different devotees are developing their love towards Sri Krishna. And everyone is following their own moods, their own loving moods towards Sri Krishna. It's not possible to take another mood. It would be opposing to their own mood. It is like a student is studying, for example, mathematics. If someone would put that student to study arts, it would be opposing mood. That student wouldn't thrive properly, wouldn't advance, wouldn't be successful. So in a similar way, particular loving mood natural for that devotee should be followed. All the loving moods for each of the devotees in that particular, each particular mood are the topmost. But when discussing the different levels, the top mode is the Madhur Bhav. Also in Golokdham, there are endless gopis, so they are all in Madhur Bhav. So their Madhur Bhav is the topmost. And amongst each of the gopis, each of them is considering themselves to be loved by Sri Krishna the most. Each of the devotee, each of the gopis is thinking, Sri Krishna loves me the most. I'm the most dear to Sri Krishna. There is so much mercy of the Lord that each of the gopis. Each of the devotees is considering themselves to be loved by Lord Shri Krishna the most. In this world, the lovers are sometimes even doubtful. Am I loved by my beloved? Does my beloved love me at all? Such doubts are coming. But when it comes to relationship of Shri Krishna and his devotees, each devotee is feeling Shri Krishna loves me the most. Each of the devotees is completely clear and sure Shri Krishna loves me the most. And although all the gopis are also thinking that Shri Krishna loves me the most, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Srila Krishna Das Goswami Pad is describing that amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is incomparable. She is unique. She is the most qualified and loved by Shri Krishna the most. All the gopis are dear to Shri Krishna, but Srimati Radharani is his Priyotama, the most dear one, the most loved by Shri Krishna. So, as described, each of the gopis is thinking, Krishna loves me the most. And each, for example, Krishna's friends, cowherd boys, Sakas, is also thinking, Shri Krishna loves me the most. Yes, each of Shri Krishna's devotees is dear to Shri Krishna, but as Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying, amongst all devotees, amongst all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the topmost, endlessly, uniquely, the most loved by Shri Krishna. So we are hearing Shri Gop Kumar Swarup's narration from this chapter, sixth chapter of second part of Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita. This chapter is called Desire Fruit or Desire Result, meaning Shri Krishna, the Supreme Lord, being desire as the topmost relished goal. So we are in some 60% of this sixth chapter, and until the end of the Niyam Seva Kartik month, until Ekadashi, Maharaj is saying, we are going to complete also the next second chapter that is shorter. So for today, we are concluding our katha, we are putting our katha to rest now, and by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, by the mess of Sriman Mahaprabhu, we are going to continue tomorrow.
Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Sri Vedavyas Bhagavan ki jai, Sri Sukadev Goswami Pad ki jai, Shri Parikshit Maharaj ki jai, Shri Shri Brihad Bhagavata Amrita ki jai, Shri Lo Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad ki jai, Damodar Vrata ki jai, Vratakari Samasta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Samagato Gop Ashtami ki jai, Apan Apan Sri Guru Maharaj ki jai, Ajker Ananda ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sham Nitai Gaur Hari Bol.